Our first article is entitled Accompaniment Amid Crisis: Relationships, Service, Make Connections During the War. It's written for us by Brenda Martin, a retired journalist who is also pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, ELCA members have dug deep into their pockets. Louisa Ashida, program communicator for Lutheran Disaster Response, reported at press time its Eastern European crisis response had raised $9 million. Yet there are other stories, too, of Lutherans responding to the ongoing war and helping people whose lives have been upended. In one case, a friendship forged 20 years earlier at the Lutheran camp in southwestern Pennsylvania provided two families in Ukraine with an escape route to Germany. And back in the U.S., a military veteran in Minnesota upended his life to become a long-term volunteer, delivering humanitarian aid near Lviv in western Ukraine. Christopher Katch is from Germany, Igor Kirpa from Ukraine, and the two men met in 2001 when both were counselors at Camp Lutheran in Butler, Pennsylvania, and their friendship has endured. Kirpa, a neurosurgeon, lives in Dnipro, a eastern Ukrainian city with a population of nearly 1 million. He said his wife Julia and their three children packed their bags, one suitcase each, months before the invasion began. When Kirpa sent the family to take refuge in Germany, he emailed Koch, explaining that they were en route and asked him to be a friend and a caregiver and possibly a father to his children. Koch said there was never a question that he and his wife Marianne, who he also met at Camp Lutheran, wouldn't help. Igor didn't ask us. He told us, Marianne Katch said. He told us he sent them this morning and they're on their way. The Katches had bought a large house in 2021, and they had planned to renovate it and open it as a bed and breakfast. They hadn't started the renovation and had only a few days to create livable space for Kirpa's family, as well as their friend Natalia Shyrokenko and her two children. Rather than just prepare bedrooms, the Katches decided to transform the second floor of the house into an apartment, putting up walls for the three bedrooms, a common living space, and a kitchenette so that the two families could have some privacy and a sense of independence. The apartment renovation was completed in one weekend. Marianne Katch said the family also received a lot more help, both physical and financial. Her sister came up with the idea of opening a PayPal account where people could donate with the help of the construction costs. Within a week, it had reached $20,000, the maximum amount allowed on the platform. Bank accounts were set up for both families. In Oil City, Pennsylvania, Marianne's mother, Beth Orris, is choir director of Good Hope Lutheran Church, and through this contact, congregations in northwestern Pennsylvania also jumped in to help the families. Grace Lutheran Church in Franklin, Pennsylvania, donated money for bikes and scooters to get the children to school, and other congregations collected money as well. "It's nice to have a personal connection," said Chris Curran, "and to know the people you're helping." Chris is the president of Grace's Council. Sandra Jones, the pastor of Good Hope, said, "Our church leadership didn't need to organize anything. It's a good example of how relationships and community come together in times of need. People contributed as they felt moved, and it was very lovely to see." Christopher Koch called the effort not a sprint, but a marathon. As volunteers try to help the families become independent, learn German, get established in school, and work through that country's social system, "our goal is to support our friends, to start a new life," he added. For now, Marianne Koch said, "it's nice for us to have a bigger family." Kirpa remains in Ukraine, where he continues his everyday work. He said his hospital is treating many wounded people, adding, "I have to work because my country needs me and my experience." When he's not working, he's taking German classes in anticipation of joining his family at some point. I see no way to come back here, he added. Kirpa worries, too, that the world will move on from Ukraine's troubles, and even now, months into the war, he said, I don't know what it will be like tomorrow. Mark Lindquist, a member of Zion Lutheran Church in Ortonville, Minnesota, said the call to service he heard growing up in the ELCA was what led him to self-fund a long-term volunteer trip to Ukraine that began in April and will likely extend through at least the end of this year. Remembering the service activities that were a part of his experience at the 1997 youth gathering in New Orleans, he said, this is where I was called to serve others. As a U.S. Air Force veteran, Lindquist arrived in Poland on April 1st, but didn't get through the border into Ukraine until April 5th. When he arrived, he said the line of refugees waiting to enter Poland was 48 hours deep. The last time he was at the border, he saw another line of people waiting to enter Ukraine, as some refugees returned to areas now deemed safer. Originally, Lindquist had planned to serve in the Foreign Military Volunteer Legion, but he decided to become a non-military volunteer when he realized there was little humanitarian aid on the Ukrainian side of the border. Today, he works as a team of volunteers distributing medical supplies and other everyday essentials to Ukrainians most in need. Zion is also helping to financially support Ukrainians. As all of this unfolded, Lutheran Disaster Response was accompanying ELCA companion churches and ecumenical partners in their efforts to provide support, supplies, and care to people affected by the war. Ishida said the ministry had planned a 6-month response, but now it's working on a multi-year effort that will include the extensive rebuilding, certainly, that will be needed after the war. At first, through the Lutheran World Federation, LDR primarily accompanied companion churches in Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Moldova, and Ukraine itself in their work, as well as supported ACT Alliance and RDGTS Fire and Amenka in Hungary. But as Ishida said, our response has evolved. Now LDR is addressing such long-range challenges as finding housing for the displaced, getting children into schools, and providing language classes for them and for the adults. To help, you can contribute to LDR's Eastern European Crisis Response at elca.org/Ukraine.